בעזר השם, מנחס חינוך, מצווה ווב, מצווס אכילס בשר פסח, שיר בייז. The מנחס חינוך is handling the שיילו about ביטל, by מצווס. That the Gemara says, מצווס אין מבטלויס זו אזו, and that's why בזמן המקדוש, they were able to eat קוירח, פסח, מצה ומורר, and the various מאכלים weren't מבטל זו אזו, because they're all דאורייתא. But בזמן הזה, when matzah is deiraisa, because even when there's no korban pesach, there's a deiraisa of be'erev teichlu matzahs. But moror is only midirabonon. There is no deiraisa dekedin moror. So then there's a problem of osi moror dirabonon and mevatel the matzah deiraisa, because a dirabonon is kalapia deiraisa is like rishus. And who adin bechlal? If a person would eat korban pesach with besar chulin, the besar chulin would be mevatel the korban pesach. Mitzvahs mevein mevatle zuasu, but a davar rishus is mevatle deraisa. A drabonon is mevatle deraisa. We spoke out in the previous year that Tosis and Zvochim says that this idea is only by moror, because beemis min b'she'enoi minoi is not mevatle. Min b'minoi is mevatle. But mashal min b'minoi would mean besar pesach with besar chulin, but besar pesach with potatoes is min b'she'enoi minoi. Nor moror is mevatel matzah because it has the charifus. The Menachas Chinuch brings then a shayla from the Achroinim. What about lagabi macholas asuris? See, we've done this in the previous year. Many different issues that are negeya by macholas asuris. Do they apply by mitzvahs of achila and also fakert? Here we have a concept that by achila of mitzvah, if you eat a davar rishus together with that, it's mevatel it. What about by isurim? If a person is eating macholas asuris, chazer, but he's eating it together with moror, and the moror maybe would be mevatel, the charifus of the moror would be mevatel the iser. As I declared in the Achroina, the Menachas Chinuch himself, Nemzon Kedavar Poshet, that there's no such concept by macholas asuris of bittel, but he brings that there were gedolei Achroina that had as atzad, that if a person eats macholas asuris together with moror, the moror will be mevatel the macholas asuris. Lefizeh, he brings a kasha, Yishmak a kasha. He brings from Rabbeinu Yoinasin and Rabbi Yitzchok Horovitz. The Goinim, Rabbi Yoinasin, and Rabbi Yitzchok Horovitz. He brings a kasha like this. We need a little background for this kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches that the first year the Yidden did not eat the matzah from the Chodosh because there's an Isser of Chodosh. And only they were makar of the korban oimer the day after Pesach, so they couldn't eat the matzah of Chodesh. Frek Toisvis in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches, b'shem the Yerushalmi, why couldn't they eat the matzah shel Chodesh using the concept of esei doichal loisasei? There's a mitzvah esei of achilas matzah. There's taka a lav of eating Chodesh, aber esei doichal loisasei. As I frek Toisvis b'shem the Yerushalmi, Toisvis gives two terutzim. One teretz is there's a gezeira kezayis rishon otu kezayis sheni. Another teretz is that the mitzvah of matzah is an essay lefnei adibur. An essay lefnei adibur is not mevatel, not doicha alav of chodesh. But that's the famous topic of the Toisvis b'shem v'Yerushalmi, essay doicha loisasei by matzah. The Achronim have a kasha on this whole idea. A few different neschois, but let's bring down the kasha in Azanosach. We're talking here that it's mamish the few days after Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, when the Yidden are entering Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that b'mei evloi shel meishe nishtakhu hashiurim. Klal Yisrael didn't even know what the shiurim were. They didn't have a mesoira. There was a shikha because of the avelus of Moshe. They didn't know exactly what a kezayis was. So how could you handle esed echeloisei with matzah shel chodesh? Maybe you're eating more than a kezayis. And on what's more than a kezayis is already not the mitzvah of matzah. And then you have the Isser of Chodesh. How could you take the risk? How could you take the risk of saying Esed Eich Aloysese? Comes this Rabbeinu Yoinasin and Rabbi Yitzchak Horovitz, they say they have an Eitzah. Eat this Matzah Shel Chodesh together with Moror. Eat it together with Moror. Up to the Kezayis, Gevaldik, you've been Yoitzah, the Mitzvah, the Reisa of Matzah and Moror. Klape, what's more than a Kezayis? So you're worried now that this Isser Chodesh? The fact that you're eating a charifus the gemara with it, the mara will be mevatel the iser of chodesh. As I fragen say. Nor it's the Menachas Chinuch is stark choylik because he says it's not true. By isurim there wouldn't be such a plan. Soif ko soif, you ate the Isser of Chodesh. And again, we have Shverna. How could you have, Esed Echaloisa say, they don't even know what the Shir of Kezias is. So a little bit to go into this Shmuz. Then the Achranim have another Kasha. Even if they had a Messiah, still what a Kezias is. But it's E.F. Shulet Samtsim. The Minchas Chinuch brings this Kasha later on. It's E.F. Shulet Samtsim exactly if you're eating a Kezias or not. Maybe you're ending up eating more than a Kezias. And on more than a Kezias, there's an Isser Chetzi Shir of Chodosh on the Yoiser Michdei Kezias. How could you take a risk of doing Esed Echaloisa say? So the MS is, there's a few oifanim, how the Achronim deal with this. You know, one is the Mishnah Lamelech we mentioned once already. Mishnah Lamelech says, a tzad, that Achila Shaloi Kedarka, even though it's not Shmei Achila Benegei Yisurim, but maybe it's considered Shmei Achila Lagabi Matzah. I bezayt is an Eitzah, to eat this Matzah Shal Chodosh, Achila Shaloi Kedarka. If you eat it Achila Shaloi Kedarka, you won't have the Isser of Chodosh, because Lagabi the Isser of Chodosh, Achila Shaloi Kedarka, Lo Yishmo Achila. But Benegei, the Kiyam Mitzvah of Matzah, maybe you'll have the Kiyam of Matzah. You don't even need Esed Echaloisa say, it's a patent. That's how you can eat the Matzah Shal Chodesh, and not be over the Isser, and yet have the Mitzvah. Vaistois, they didn't handle this patent, this would be a Raya, to the Tzad of the Mishnah Lamelech, that Achila Shaloi Kedarka, Lo Yishmo Achila, Benegei a Mitzvah Soso. So it's not an Eitzah to eat the Matzah Shal Chodosh in an Oifen of Achila Shaloi Kedarka. The same way you're not being over the Isser of Chodosh, because it's Achila Shaloi Kedarka, but Oisai Mida, you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah either. But that was one Mahalach. Another Shiloh the Shagas Aryeh deals with, even if you're going to say Esed Echaloisa say, but when you eat this Matzah Shal Chodosh, you're eating it slowly, piece by piece, you're not swallowing the whole Kezias in one shot. So L'chara, when you downed the first half of a Kezias, we have a problem. You already have an Isser of Chetzi Shir of Chodosh. Chetzi Shir Osr Min HaTorah. The Kiyum of Mitzvahs Matzah, you don't have yet. And that's Be'emes, another Shiloh that we mentioned from the Mishnah Lamelech in the previous Shir. The Mishnah Lamelech has a suffix if by Mitzvahs also there's a Chashivus of Chetzi Shir. He has a tzad that not. That Chetzi Shir Osr Min HaTorah. But a Mitzvah, until you eat the full Kezayis, there's no Mitzvah. So the Shiloh is, Frek the Shagasari, how could you eat this Matzah Shal Chodosh relying on the concept of Esed Echaloisa say? When you're eating that first half of the Kezayis, there's already an Isser Chetzi Shir of Chodosh, and you don't yet have the Mitzvah. Specifically on this Kasha, the Shagas Aryeh has an Einfal. He says, what's the whole Isser of Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah? Chetzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah is because it's Chozi Litzarufe. Because technically you could eat another half a Shir. Lamash, you ate a Chetzi Kezayis of Chazer. So there's no Malkus. But there's an Issa D'Oraisa, because this Chetzi Kezayis of Chazer, you could eat another Chetzi Kezayis. Even if there's no more Chazer in front of you, but technically it's Roy to be Mitzdarif. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, over here by the Matzah Shal Chodosh, you ate first only a half of a Kezayis. What do you want to say? But it's Roy to be Mitzdarif to another half. Shkoich. If you're going to eat another Chetzi Kezayis of this Matzah Shal Chodosh, then presto, then you're going to have a mitzvah. Then you're going to have Esed Echaloisa say. So it's not chazit to be mitzdarif to a shir of Isser. Because at kama that you're going to get to the full shir of Kezayis, then it won't be Isser anymore. Because then you'll taka kick in the concept of Esed Echaloisa say. So there's no Isser of Chetzi Shir when it's not chazit starufe. The problem with this logic is, because if you want to focus on the Isser of Chodosh, Chodosh is not only this matzah is Chodosh. Anything, lokshin, is also could be Chodosh. So you ate a chetzi kezayis of matzah shel Chodosh. The Isser of Chodosh is roi chozi litztarufei to some lokshin of Chodosh. Who says, punkt, you're going to eat this other piece of matzah? The Isser of Chodosh is not tied to this matzah. Maybe you'll eat different Chodosh. Maybe he'll eat lokshin. You know, I heard once that there's a melitza, when someone says something and you don't hold of it, you say, ah, shtusim mit lokshin. It really is supposed to be said differently. It's on this shtickle. And they said, shtusim, it's not a good teretz that it's royal, it's terufei. Because mit lokshin, maybe he'll eat the chodesh of lokshin. Who says he's going to eat chodesh of matzah? Maybe he'll eat lokshin. Shtusim, es toch kenzayim mit lokshin. So then you have a problem, Taka, that there might be an issue of chetzi shir. Another eitza in this issue of matzah shel chodesh is korchei besiv. L'chayr, you have a matzah shel chodosh. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah and not be over the iser. Wrap it up in a sieve. So if you wrap it up in a sieve, korchei besiv, you're not yotze matzah. But what if you wrap it up in edible food? There's a big shaila. Korchei besiv is only when it's not edible. What if it was edible food? So there's a suffix in the Mishnah Melech. Now again, you have to be careful. If you'll tell me that wrapping it up in edible food is also considered korchei besiv, so vayti, you don't have a mitzvah. you don't have an iser, you don't have a mitzvah. And if an edible food is not a chatzitza, so then bite it, it's a problem of matzah shel chodesh, there's an iser of chodesh. Avazot, Rav Shleima Eger, wrap it up in moror. Wrap it up in moror. Why? Because let's assume that even other edible foods also is a chatzitza, and it won't be chodesh, it won't be matzah. But if you wrap it up in moror, since the matzah is shayich to the moror, moror is not a chatzitza klapi matzah. Oh, but klapi the iser of chodesh it is. And I said, we have a new patent to wrap it up in moror. We'll say one more, this is my favorite one, a very gishmaka cheshbin that you could have, klapi this matzah shel chodesh, the Beis Halevi, the Emes, has another kasha. Beis Halevi has a kasha that it says in the times when the Yidden came to enter Eretz Yisrael and they were in the matzav of Melchoma, there's a heter of Kodli de Chaziri. Kodli de Chaziri is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin that Bizman, Melchoma, the Yidden could eat whatever they want, they could even eat Macholas Asuras. So the Shaila is Bechlal, why is there a problem of Matzah Shel Chodosh? Who cares about Isra Chodosh? Macholas Asuras is Mutter, Kodli de Chaziri. Zok de Beis Halevi, yes, when the Yidden are in a Matzah of Melchoma, they can eat Kodli de Chaziri. But Kodli de Chaziri is only Kol Zman, it belongs to the Goy. If the Yid is Koine, the food, the chazer, the nevela, whatever, the kodli de chaziri, then there's no more heter of kodli de chaziri. The heter of eating kodli de chaziri, and that in, when Yidden are in a melchama, they can eat tarfus, is only kozman it's the goys. Twist. According to be able to be yoytz to the mitzvah of matzah, it needs to be lachem, it has to be yours. So you can't use the heter of kodli de chaziri here for the matzah shel chodesh, because matzah has to be yours. But the Einfeld could be, is that every single Yid, remember we go, that we don't even know what a shear of Kezayis is. Nishtakhu hashiurim bimei evli shel Moshe. It's Yevshel that Samtzim exactly what a Kezayis is. But what is it? Every Yid should go over to a Goy, and go over to him and say, Reb Goy, I want to buy from you a Kezayis. I want to be koine from you a Kezayis. How much is a Kezayis? We don't know. It's Nishtakhu hashiurim, Klapi Shmaya. Whatever a Kezayis is, that's how much I'm buying for you. And then he should take this Matzah Shel Chodesh and eat a fairly mechubedik amount, probably more than a kezayis. And it's a foolproof plan. Up till a kezayis, whatever the kezayis is, he's munching on it. Up till a kezayis, he was koinit, it's taka his. There's an isser of chodesh, there's no heter of kotli de chaziri when it's his. But you can apply essay doich aloysase, essay of matzah, is doich the lav of chodesh. What are we worried about? That he might end up eating more than a kezayis, and on the kiyoiser michdei shir, he has an isser of chodesh. He didn't buy that from the guy. He specifically told the guy, me and you don't know what it is, but whatever the shear of Kezayis is, that's how much I'm buying. More than that, I'm not buying. On more than the Kezayis, there's no Isser of Chodesh. Yitaka can kick in the concept of Kodli de Chaziri. It's a beautiful idea how by the Matzah Shel Chodesh, you can have Esed Echalois say onto exactly the shear of the Kezayis, and on the Yoisim Yishir Kezayis not. Now, it's interesting, the Menchas Chinuch himself later on, at the end of this mitzvah here in Sifkot and Tezayin, he brings the Shailah. How do you bechlal have a mitzvah that by every mitzvah of achilu we say that what you must eat is a kezayis? How could you tell me the shear is exactly a kezayis? A person went to eat exactly a kezayis. Ef shalat samtsin. Maybe it's a drop less than a kezayis. Maybe it's a drop more. How could you know? Ef shalat samtsin. The Gemara says in Bechoris, Ef shalat samtsin. Says the Menchas Chinuch, based on Tosfos and Chulin, by every concept of Ef shalat samtsin, there's really three tzedakim. You ate something that looks to you, be'erach, looks like a kezayis. It might be a touch less. It might be a touch more, or bingo, it might be exact. Three tzedakim. Efshe pachis, efshe bidiyuk, efshe yoiser. In order to be yoiser the mitzvah, two out of those three tzedakim, you're good to go. By a regular matzah, a matzah that's kosher. Regular shmura matzah. It says, all you have to eat is a kezayis. You don't have to eat more than a kezayis. Exactly a kezayis. How could you rely that if you ate a kezayis, maybe it was less? Teretz says, you rely on sveik sveika. Maybe it was exactly a kezayis. Even if it wasn't, maybe it was more. Who said it was less? That's called sveik sveika. You're not sure exactly what it was, but your three tzedakim, again, are exactly a kezayis, a touch less or a touch more. Two out of the three is enough. Similarly by surim, a person ate a kezayis of chazer, he gets malchus. How do you know he deserves malchus? Maybe he ate a touch less. Same plan. Maybe it is exact. Even if it was not exact, maybe it was more. That's two out of three already. Maybe it was less. Mitzat sveik sveika, you can give him malchus. The problem is, Frek Tishagas Arya, the Menchas Chinuch brings it. How could you apply Esed Eicheloisa, say, by Matzah Shel Chodesh? They wanted to talk about Esed Eicheloisa, say. How could you do that? Here, Mamonavshach, the only tzad that it's going to be a perfect Esed Eicheloisa, say, if it's exactly a Kezayis. If it's a touch more, so on the extra, there's a Isser of Chodesh. A touch less, you bechlal don't have the mitzvah of matzah. Here you don't have the cheshbon of sveik sveika. Because say if it's a touch less, say if it's a touch more, it's not going to be enough. As I read Durch the Minchas Chinuch. There's one more hashlama on these inyanim in the Minchas Chinuch at the end, Sivkot and Tesfov. We know that matzah shel tevel, matzah shel chodesh, or matzah shel tevel, the Gemara brings, there's a pasuk. You're not yoitza the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. Frek Toisvis in Sukkah Daflami, the famous Toisvis. Why do I need a pasuk that you're not yoitza with matzah shel tevel? Tepuk lei, because it's mitzvah haboba aveira. Azay Frek Toisvis. Why do we need a bazundur a pasuk of matzah shel tevel? Tepuk lei als mitzvah haboba aveira. So there's harbei toira on this Toisvis. Not for now. But one nekuda that Minchas Chinuch brings, a beautiful idea. He says, you know, we talked about that when you eat matzah together with a dover reshus, the dover reshus will be mavatel. Lamashal, if a person taka ate a kezayis of matzah, shmura matzah, together with another kezayis of non-shmura matzah, he won't be yotze. Because the dvar reshus, the matzah, the betzeka shel nochrum, the matzah that's not shmura, is mavatel, the matzah that's shmura. Like we saw when we talked about by Kairach, the matzah that you eating of shmura will be misbatel from the matzah that's reshus. Aber, what if you eat two kezaisim of shmura matzah? Mamish two, biyachat, two kezaisim of shmura matzah. Maybe each kezaisim should be mevatel the other one. Or sharply said, maybe whatever the kezaisim, the first one that you ate, that's the mitzvah, but the next one is already reshus. Teretz says, no, it's all good. Memonavshuch, yesh breira. I ate two good kezaisim of matzah. But if you eat a kezaisim of matzah and a kezaisim of non-shmura matzah, it's no good. So now comes the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say you ate a kezayis of good shmura matzah and another kezayis of matzah shel tevel. Careful now. If matzah shel tevel is pasul because there's gzeiras hakosuv, matzah shel tevel is not kosher matzah for the mitzvah. Then we got a problem. The matzah shel tevel, certainly you're not yoitza, but the matzah shel tevel will be mevatel the other matzah. So as you ate these two kezayisim, one of matzah ksheira and one of matzah shel tevel, the matzah shel tevel will be mevatel the other matzah. But that's only because matzah shel tevel is Bechefza Pasol. If Matzah Shel Tevel would only be a problem because it's Mitzvah Bob Aveira, it wouldn't be a problem. Because Mitzvah Bob Aveira is the pshat is that the Aveira helped you along with the Mitzvah. Here you don't need the Aveira. You already have a separate Kezayis that is Kosher. You just want that the Matzah of Aveira shouldn't shter. It doesn't shter. I ate two Kezayisim. When you eat two Kezayisim, it's not a problem. If Matzah Shel Tevel is Pasol a Matzah, so then it's going to Pasol your other Matzah also. But if it's only possible because of mitzvah baba veira, then it won't be a problem. Azoynem ton de minchas chinuch. There's a lot of other topics here. One interesting maisa the chinuch himself brings over here that the mitzvah's essay of karban pesach, if you don't eat the karban pesach, you mevatel a mitzvah's essay. And the din is koifin ala mitzvahs, we're even going to force you. Koifin bezdin, that you should do it. So the minchas chinuch tells, why dafka over here? This is the sixth mitzvah. Why over here, Dafka, did the Chinuch bring down the idea that your koifin, Bezdin will be koifin? Why not until now? Why did he only bring down this idea now? So the Minchas Chinuch says the Teretz, by all the other mitzvahs so far that we had, Puruvu, Milo, Shchitas Pesach, if Bezdin forced you, so they forced you, and now Avada, it's Pashat, they'll force you and you should do it. But by Achilas Pesach, maybe if they force you, it's Pashat, it's not Miskaven, it's not going to be a good Achila. It's Achila Shalai B'Kavana, because they're forcing you. Shteito achidish, no, that they force you anyways. Based on the Rambam and Chazgerishin, Perak Bey, the famous Rambam, that when Koifinoi say, Atshayim Eroitzani, after they taka force you, then you taka do want it. And that's the Bazundar achidish here, that the kfiya is even by achila, even by mitzvahs of achila. I saw another teretz in the Acharonim. It's very simple why the Rambam only waited till here. Pru Ravu, it's not so partial bechlal that there's kfiya. The Ramah in Evan Ezra Simon Aleph says you don't koifin a person to do Pru Ravu. Milo and Shchitas Pesach, other mitzvahs that we mentioned already, have karis. Maybe by karis, there's no kfiya, because a mitzvah that's matan schora betzidoi ain't koifin olav. So the fact that you're going to get nitzel from the karis is matan schora betzidoi. So the first mitzvah that was available to bring out this point of kfiya, that you koifin, is by Achilas Pesach. Menachas Chinuch also brings a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. If a person eats Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, he chapped ice early, and he, Shaloi Kedin, ate the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So he's mevatel the mitzvah of Pesach Avada. But you're over a separate Isser. There's a separate Isser. Then it says, V'ochlos abasar balayla, balayla v'loi bayoin. Now I'm going in a case, let's say you didn't eat the entire Korban Pesach, so you didn't totally batch up. You can still eat it tonight. It's not like you ate the entire Korban Pesach. But you're over an Isser of a B'layla V'lay B'yoy. The Rambam doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah. It's considered under the umbrella topic of the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. But the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he's Moisif, mitzvahs that he felt that the Rambam was mashmit, and the Ramban has a Rishima of mitzvahs, that his mitzvahs essay that he adds in, of course he takes out other ones, the Kepe Cheshbon of Taryag, but the Ramban adds in that there's the separate Isser of V'ochlos HaBosar B'layla, B'layla V'loy B'yoy, Lav Abo Mechlal Asay, that there's an essay, an Isser essay not to eat at Erev Pesach. So I saw them in Cheschenech earlier in Mitzvah Beis by Milo. He wants to know how come the Ramban over there didn't say that there's a separate mitzvah besides the mitzvah's essay of Milo, B'yayim HaShmini. So there's a Shvi Adrosh, B'yayim HaShmini, V'loy B'yayim HaShvi. And when a person mouths the Tinoch on Yayim Shvi, it's a separate Isser. And the Teretz is Pashut over there. Once you botched it up, so yeah, there's no other second chance. Avada, that's Nichlal and the Etzem mitzvah of Milo. You messed up, you can't do Milo. But here by Korban Pesach, as we said, could be he ate a little bit of Erev Pesach, but there's still plenty of meat left. So he didn't totally mevatel the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. Nevertheless, there's a separate Isser, the Ramban holds. V'ochlos habosar b'layla, b'layla v'loy b'yoyim. The Menachas Chinuch, of course, brings down this classic shayla. He brings down all the time. What about if a person ate matzah when he was a shoita, and then a few hours later, before chatzos, he turned into a bardas, he must eat matzah again. Because what he ate as a shoita is not yoytza. But what if he was a bar mitzvah, but he didn't bring Beis Cyrus? He didn't bring Beis Cyrus. So he wants to know, and then he brought Beis Cyrus. So now he became a gadol midaraisa. Does he have to re-eat the matzah? And he brings the famous Mordechai in Masechta Megillah, b'shem Rabbeinu Tuvia Mivin, that maybe what he was yoytza as a derabbanan is already enough to be mekayim klapi the deraisa. The emphasis is interesting. I saw there's a kapais tmorim in the Sefer Yoim Trua, Ibn Chaviv, in the Sefer Yom Teruah over there in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches, where the Gemara says, you know, when you ate it as a shaita, you're not yoytza. So he wants to know, he has a shaila, according to the shitas, that a person becomes bar mitzvah, not at the tchilas halayla, but a person becomes bar mitzvah lefi the shois. If he was born at 3 in the afternoon, his bar mitzvah is exactly at 3 in the afternoon. This is a shita in the poiskim, in Choshen Mishpat and Simen Lamed Hei. So the Kapis Tamarim wants to know, what's the din if a person was born on Rosh Hashanah, late in the afternoon, 13 years later was his bar mitzvah. He went to shul and heard Tkiyas Shofar in the morning. Clares, the Yom Teruah, the Kapis Tamarim, he should listen to Shofar again. Because when he heard Shofar in the morning, he wasn't a gadol yet. He was only midrabbanan chayiv, because he wasn't a gadol. He became bar mitzvah at 3 in the afternoon. But this is, of course, only like the shittas that you become a gadol if he shois. If you hold, you become a gadol at the tchilas halayla. So then, anyways, when it entered Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, he became a gadol. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger has Haggoyis on the Kapis tomorrow. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Haggoyis there asks, you can still clear the Shaila. It's Negei if you brought Shtei Cyrus on Rosh Hashanah. Why do you clear, he says to the Kapis tomorrow, why do you clear only like the Shittas that Godless kicks in when you're a Lefishois, even if Godless is right away Leil Rosh Hashanah. But you can clear a Shaila if this Bar Mitzvah kid heard Shofar in the morning before he brought Shtei Cyrus, and then he brought Shtei Cyrus. Azayzok Rabbi Kiva Eger, similar to what the Menachas Chinuch clears here, Lagabi Matzah. Another big topic is Zman. The Zman of Achilas Pesach and the mitzvahs Bechlal of Leil HaSeder is Tul Chatzos, or is it the entire night? It's a big topic, we'll touch upon it a little bit. This topic comes up again by Matzah, by Moror, by Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. The basics of this topic. There's a mitzvah essay to eat Korban Pesach, and it's a machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah. It says, V'ochlu es habosor b'layla hazeh. Rabbi Eleza ben Azariah makes a gezeirah shova b'layla hazeh, and it says also, V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Just like over there it was chatzois, also for the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is chatzois. Makas b'chayrus was chatzois, V'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Korban Pesach is also chatzois. Rabbi Kiva argues, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's kol halayla. And it's a machlekes tanoim. Who do we paskin like becomes a big pulmis in the Rishonim. Just the basic ideas about this. There are four Mishnayis in various places in Shas that talk about this topic. And what's interesting is, the Mishnah in Psachim Kufchof, the Erste Mishnah in Brochus Daf Beis, and the famous Mishnah in Ezu Mekoyman, which we should be saying every morning by Karbonis, those three Mishnayis, the end of Psachim, the beginning of Brochus, and Perek Ezu Mekoyman, Paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ve'ein inechel ela ad chatzois. Le'umase, the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof, is mavur pashtas like Rabbi Kiva, that me'ikar adin, it's kol alayla. So it's machlokes rishonim. What do? You have four stam mishnayis. Three stam mishnayis and brachas psachim and zvachim, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Stam mishnah and Megillah, like Rabbi Kiva. The Bir Halacha in Simin Tofai and Zayin brings down the sikum of the shittas. A lot of rishonim say that it's taka suffik. It's a suffik the dina. We don't know who the paskin like. But the Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach, paskins, and also in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, like Rabbi Kiva. L'Uma said there's rishonim Toisvis, the Smag, the Mordcha, they paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So it's a machlokes rishonim. Whether me'ikar adin, like Korban Pesach, do we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or do we pass like Rabbi Kiva? This is, of course, negeya bizman hazeh, because bizman hazeh we don't have Korban Pesach, but we have matzah. And the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kufchov Amarava, loyd Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Korban Pesach is only till Chatzos, oy bazoy matzah is also only till Chatzos, and Moror is only till Chatzos. But it's interesting because even Rabbi Kiva, who holds that it's called a Laila, that was only me'ikar adin mederaisa. But then Chazal made a gzeira that you shouldn't eat it past chatzos. Lama amra chacham mad chatzos, kedei laharchik esa adam. So there's a big shaila in the achreinim. Is that gzeira also by matzah? Meaning if you want to talk a paskin like Rabbi Kiva. And this is negeya, let's say b'diyevet. Let's say a guy, avada lechatchilana, but b'diyevet, he didn't eat matzah yet. It's 3 in the morning. Should he eat matzah? Bezman is there? Well, no, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's no mitzvah. I mean, the guy didn't eat matzah on Leil Pesach. Maybe he should eat matzah, the Iker mitzvah of matzah, 2 days later. He should eat matzah and like Boimer. But it's not this man. This man is Tol Chatzos. Like Rabbi Kiva, this man is Kol HaLayla. But then Chazal made a gezeira. Was the gezeira only by Korban Pesach, or was the gezeira also for matzah and morer? That's one shaila. And also, what's this gezeira, even by Korban Pesach? Is it even Likuva? Like Rabbi Kiva, it's already after Chatzos. It's not Kedai B'chalal to do it. Were Chazal oiker the mitzvah? That was the same thing with Kriyashma, the Gemara, the Mishnah Brachas Daf Beis. Machlekes Rishonim there. Midaraisa, you could say Kriyashma the whole night. Chazal said only till Chatzos. How stark were they saying this? That if it's after Chatzos, Toif Daf Kaparas, don't say it? Don't say Kriyashma? Were they oiker the Midaraisa or not? That's a big shaila. Now again, this shaila is negeya not only Korban Pesach, it's negeya matzah and maror, and it's also negeya, or Be'ezer Hashem see later on in the other mitzvahs, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a tzad that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, since it's lechem oini, she'oin and olav dvorim harbe, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is also based on the Korban Pesach and the matzah. So by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should only be tol chatzos. And even like Rabbi Kiva, you can clear, maybe there should be the gzeira that only tol chatzos. Of course, there's a famous kasha, the Achrayim ask, that the maisa in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are on the list over there of Tanoim Shehayu Misaprin B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Oisei Halayla. And that's a big shaila the Achrayim asked. Why were they saying Yitzias Mitzrayim the whole night if the Paschal like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that Korban Pesach is only Tol Chatzos and the Mele Matzah is only Tol Chatzos and Yitochen only that Sipur should only be Tol Chatzos? So why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Misaprin Kol Halayla? Avad, that's a Bezunder Shmuz. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll have to see. There's even a shaila also, Lagabi Halel. Are we supposed to be machmer to get even Halel into the before Chatzos? Or Halel, there's no reason that it should be before Chatzos. There's an interesting Bir Hagra. I have to say a taich in it. The Bir Hagra brings that there are shittas that it's kedai that even the Halel should be before Chatzos, even though it's only Midrabbana. But he says, why? Because you say the Kois Revi on Halel, and we want all four Koises to be before Chatzos. And that needs a pirish. It's mashma that be'etzim halal we wouldn't mind if it's after chatzos. But since this the kois revi, for the kois revi you need chatzos. What's the types that kois revi? It's also the rabbanon. What's the types that kois revi needs chatzos and halal be'etzim wouldn't? It's only technical for the echatimtza to get to the dalat koises. This topic of chatzos is negeya, as we said, for all the mitzvahs of Leila Seder and Be'ezer Hashem. We will come across it again and again in the various mitzvahs coming up.